Hello, ladies. I hope you're horny. In just a moment, you'll be sending messages and talking live to sexy guys across the country. Hang on for erotic adventures. Choose from these five exciting talk lines for different people, different fantasies. Press 1 for the red light district. Press 2 for the meat market.
Hi there. So they tell me that all I need is the right man. Why don't you let me know that they've been right all along?
Hi, my name is Scott. I'm 21 years old. When I was younger, my sister, who was a little older than I was, her and her friends would want to play house all the time, and they would dress me up. I'd always be the baby, and up until about 9, you know, they dressed me as a baby, a small frame, and so I kind of liked it. And one year for Halloween, I went as a baby and met a gal, and, you know, she made me end up using the diaper that night that I was wearing under my clothes, and she treated me like a baby for a couple days, and now I'm looking for a gal who would like to treat me like a 2-year-old and have me do whatever she wants, sexually or whatever. I've always wanted to try breast milk, so that would be interesting. All right, give me a call back.
Hey, this is John. I'm out here masturbating again in my thigh highs and heels, and I would love if you'd come over with the strap on. I would love to masturbate for you. If you're interested, please hit that 2 or the 3.
I guess I've thought about jacking a guy off before. I've never done it.
Hey, this is Bryce. I want to fuck you in the ass. You bend over for me? Yeah, you like that?
Hello, yeah, it's been a while, not much. How about you? Not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while.
Submissive and obedient male slave calling from Wisconsin. I'm a real-life submissive looking for a real-life hardcore mistress. I'm experienced and trained in bondage, verbal humiliation, oral and anal training, feminization, worship, and service. I'm available to meet on a regular basis. If this sounds of interest...
What's good? Single man from North Carolina. Looking for them freaks. Ready to throw them legs back. Let me lick that fat pussy. Run my tongue all up in that shit, suck.
I'm so tired. I really need submissive pussy. Really.
Please, mama, can't you see? I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me.
Hey, Sandy, it's Madison from Missoula, Montana. Call me, give you a shout out, tell you I love your show, and I think you're hilarious. And I think I'm hilarious, so I thought I'd call you and tell you that hilarity unites, in addition to lesbianism. All right, have a good day. For any reason you would feel the need to call me back, my number is... but I will be working at the hardware store this evening from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., like any good guy should. All right, have a good day. Bye.
Hello, you're listening to show number 7 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. So hi. I decided I'd like to open the show with a listener's voicemail. I thought that was a cute idea. So if you'd like to leave me a voicemail, the number is on my MySpace, myspace.com/thelesbianmafiashow. And leave me a sassy, funny, or even better yet, a sexy voicemail. And I'll include that. I'll try to include it at the beginning of the show. And please speak, you know, with enough volume so that it picks up. So that said, we're well into Pride Month here in the States, and I really love June because of Pride Month. I'm feeling very happy that I'm gay. And you know, it's not, I don't only think about these things in June. I am so happy that I'm gay. I cannot tell you how happy I am that I'm a lesbian. Because you know what? Being a lesbian saved my life. Because I would have had no shot in this world. I would have had no shot. Being straight, turning into some kind of married homemaker moron or whatever. It would have never... Oh my God, that was so terrible. How could I say that? How could I have said that? I don't know how. How could I have... Sometimes I don't even know the things that come out of my mouth. I don't even know that I think this way sometimes. It's a terrible thing. But anyway, I'm not saying that all married women are morons, but you know, whatever. Maybe 99.9. No, I'm kidding! That's a joke! I'm kidding! But for me, I would have been one of those, you know, if I would have followed the family plan, I would have been like, you know, this idiot barefoot in the kitchen. I can't. I don't even get me started. I am so, thank you, God, that I'm a lesbian. Thank you, God. So I thank God every day that I'm a lesbian. Thank you, God. And whether you like it or not, even if you're an idiot, just saying that you're a lesbian, people automatically assume that you have a brain. I know that I have at least half a brain, and I owe it fully to being lesbian. But moving forward, a really nice thing happened between the last show and this one. I got an email from Kathy Belge at about.com, and she's got this wonderful website that I've had in my favorites forever. It's lesbianlife.about.com, and she's also a writer for Curve magazine, and her column is Lipstick and Dipstick. Or is it Dipstick and Lipstick? Well, either way, she's a wonderful writer, and this website's great. It's been like a touchstone for me. I've had it in, like I said, I had it in my favorites like forever. And so I got an email from her saying that, she said, I love your show, and I put you in my top 5 podcasts. So I was like, oh, wow, that is so exciting. So I went and I read the review, and it was this raving review, and it was just really nice. I mean, it was just really nice to get that, because doing this is really hard. And the only people that know are other people that do this. If you're doing podcasting, it's because you really want to be doing this. There is so much work that goes into this, and it's a never-ending thing, and sometimes you get discouraged, like on a day like where all the girls are being real douchebags today, and this is a day that I would be discouraged, but you know what? I'm not going to let those little bitches bring me down. Oh, no, I won't. Oh, no, they're not going to bring me down, these little bitches. They're not. No, they're not. Understand me? This is a day where I would be like really downtrodden. And why am I doing this? Why do I do this show? What am I doing it for? Right? But no, I know why I'm doing it. I have a bigger purpose. And I don't know what that purpose is, but it's bigger. So another thing I'd like to talk about is that I will be making more t-shirts available. It's just, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm doing like a babillion things, but I will make them available again. And one more thing is that I do not have 12 or 7 or 11 or 16 cats. I said that on those prank phone calls, and it was just for the sake of being funny. I have one cat who I would like to drop in traffic somewhere. But I do think it's funny when people do have 14 or 16 cats. Okay, anyway, so what else? What else? So I really had a hard time connecting with all of the girls together this week. So it's just me and maybe one or two of them. And another thing, this is just a small added factor, is that I do not have a topic. I don't have a topic for this show. I wanted the topic to be, why are you gay? Right? But then I realized, wow, that sounds a lot like, is it a choice to be gay? It would probably elicit the same type of responses. I don't know. So, I have no topic, I have no show, but I wanted to give you something anyway, for the sake of consistency. And so, we will begin. Hi, Shalay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
You're nervous?
But yeah.
What are you nervous about?
I haven't recorded in forever.
Oh, that's true. Oh, there's nothing to be nervous about. Don't be silly.
Alrighty then.
Okay, we're talking with Shelley in Panama City, Florida. And what I'd like to know from you, Shelley.
Okay.
Now, I'm thinking that it's the same topic. Is Why Are You Gay the same topic as Is It a Choice to Be Gay? I have no show. I have no show this week. Nothing.
So you're just pulling stuff together and I'm just throwing it in there, huh?
Pulling shit out of my ass.
Pretty much, huh? Well, maybe if you'd watch Shrek, you'd have a show. Bring out your inner child, Sandy. Come forth, my child.
Why do adults watch things like Shrek? How can you go to the movie theater and watch Shrek? I don't understand.
My question is to you, how can you not watch Shrek? It's hilarious, it's cute, it's funny.
Oh my God.
And it's not childish.
What do you mean Shrek is not childish? It's a children's movie.
It's an adult movie as well. It's family entertainment. It's for all ages.
It is not family entertainment. They throw two or three lines of adult stimulation in there so that the parents don't want to put a plastic bag over their head and kill themselves.
Well, I'm 31 and I can watch Shrek like thousands of times and never get bored of it. It's fun. I like it.
Watch Shrek.
And I think everybody in the whole world loves Shrek. You're like the only one that doesn't like Shrek.
Oh my God. How do people watch Shrek? How do grown women watch Shrek?
You're insane.
Wait, is Why Are You Gay the same topic as Is It a Choice to Be Gay?
Kinda not, I guess.
Well, alright, why are you gay?
I'm gay because I really don't have a choice.
Oh yeah, this is the same topic.
Yeah.
I have no show, Shalay.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Maybe we'll just talk about Shrek. Let's talk about Shrek.
Today's topic is Shrek.
On the Lesbian Mafia show, we're talking about Shrek. Okay, hold on. You there, Shalay?
Yes, I'm here.
You have reached Basket Case, where we do all occasion gift baskets and custom-made chocolate lollipops. At the sign of the tone, leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks.
Hi, Loa. It's Sandy. And I've been trying to call you all day, and you won't call me back. Okay, well, thanks. Thanks a lot. Okay, do you see my dilemma? Do you see?
Yes, I see your dilemma. Well, that's two.
That's two. And the other one I'm not even going to get into, that's leave that alone. I'm having goldfish.
We're just down to you and I.
And I'm having goldfish because of my stress.
What? Mm-hmm. What the hell are we going to do?
You know what? This is what we're going to do.
What are we going to do? Nothing?
We're going to eat goldfish.
Goldfish.
I don't care. I hate them all. I hate every last one of them.
You're not supposed to hate. Right now, you just say you dislike them at the moment. Hating is very bad.
I dislike them at the moment.
Okay, that's better.
And I'm like in a carb-induced coma right now because of all the stress.
Well, maybe you should try them a little later. Maybe it's too early. Maybe they're, like, doing something, or maybe their ringer's off. Oh, what you could do is, when they call, you could sing your little song that you were singing so nicely a couple of nights ago.
What was I singing?
What was it? Some kind of New York song. I can't exactly remember
you
what it was.
You grew up riding the subways.
That's it.
Running with people. Oh, wait, it's a phone call, Shalay. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hi, Loa.
Hi, Sandy Daddy.
I guess you're unavailable to talk with me tonight. I've only been chasing you around like the...
I've only been at a party all night. Remember, my son's birthday. I have to go to the party today.
I was going to put an APB on your ass.
What are you doing, Sandy? Hold on.
Okay.
Because I have guests in my house. Can I call you back?
Goodbye.
I'll call you back, my love.
Okay. Yeah, that was Lois. She's at a party.
She's at a party? Well, see, there she has an excuse. But she'll call you later, right?
She can kiss what I twist, and I don't mean my wrist. You grew up riding the subways. Running with something. Up in Harlem, down on Broadway, you're no tramp, but you're no lady.
And these mental breakdowns. Oh, God, I need my books now. Please give me my books of chocolates. Because, God, I can't take this.
You should know the score by now. America, you grew up. I don't know the rest of the words.
Wait, we could call someone and prank them. And
I'm so tired of doing pranks.
Well,
who could we harass?
I don't know. I can't think of anyone to harass.
This is why I have no inner child, because I deal with nothing but children. Understand? Children! Well, you grew up riding the subways.
You know, I should retract that, because right now you're acting like a child.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Could you play nice? Oh, my God.
Running with you're the heart and soul of New York City. Whoa.
Okay. Whoa. You really need to find something to talk about, because if you're recording this and you're putting
you
that
don't
on there,
find a topic for me.
She's lost her mind.
If you don't find a topic for me, I'm going to continue singing.
You're self-soothing in that awful song. Fix up the nails.
I, you know, I don't know. What else could I sing?
Umbrella.
Oh, you like that Umbrella song?
Yeah, I love the Umbrella song.
Oh, she's a cute little
You know, Kelly Clarkson has a cool song out now.
Do you know what I'd like to do to Kelly Clarkson?
What's that?
Would you like for me to tell you what I'd like to do to her?
Sure. Go ahead.
I'd like to grab a fistful of her hair, wrap it around,
God.
Wrap it around
drag
my
her
fist.
Down the highway and just like throw her face in some mud and then like spit on her.
Yeah, and that's foreplay. That's just foreplay. Well, what about Paris Hilton? She got out of jail.
She got out of jail, and then the judge ordered her right back in. The police picked her up, put handcuffs on her, and now she's got 45 days.
Shit.
45 days, oh, wow. And she's crying and acting like a baby.
Wow. And she's not even in a real jail, is she? Isn't she like
she's in a real jail.
Yeah, but her situation is very different. She's not, like, thrown in the slammer with, you know, the rest of the dykes.
Well, I think she's in a cell. I don't know if she's in a cell by herself or not.
I think she is in a cell by herself, because if she was stuck in a cell with me, I assure you, she'd have a good time.
Ew! Sandy! Please do not repulse me. There's nothing attractive about Paris Hilton at
really?
All.
Really?
She's too tall, too skinny, no boobs, there's nothing. Her nose?
You don't like her nose? What's wrong with her nose?
I don't like her nose. It just sticks out. It looks weird.
Really?
There's nothing attractive about her at all.
Nothing?
Yes, ever. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. I should smack you in the face for saying that. I really should.
I know. I just kind of feel bad for her, so I just kind of...
bad for the stupid bimbo. You know, she was pulled over. How many DUIs has she had? And she gets pulled again. You know, if this is an ordinary citizen, they're going to be thrown in the slammer.
That's true. That's true.
And they'll be thrown in for 4 months, whatever.
Yeah, maybe longer. Maybe longer.
Yeah, but the judge finally got fed up with it, and she's like... slammed in there 23 days, and the girl's going spastic. Oh, I'm so sick. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, well, could you imagine...
Well, I'm gonna get used to it.
Could you imagine yourself spending that time in jail? That's horrifying.
I think she's fiending. She's in there, and she's fiending, because she can't get a hold of her shit, and she's, like, going crazy. Oh, God! Yeah, she's sick. I'm sure she's very sick.
Well, that would be a perfect time to be stuck in a jail cell with her. She's vulnerable. She's jonesing.
Oh, my gosh, you're cluttering my mind with such horrible stuff. Hello, Sandy. Just, you know, go there to California and drive around drunk. And maybe you'll, if you get lucky, you'll be thrown in the same jail cell with her, and there you go.
Right, what I'm going to do is, right now, I'm just going to start drinking.
There you go, get you some rum. It's
all right, and just go driving around. Just go driving around the schoolyard, and,
But see, this won't happen. You're like, you'll be thrown in a jail cell with some god-awful creature from the dark.
I want to get stuck with Paris Hilton. Maybe I'll go shoplift at Kmart or something.
Yeah, go shoplift, yeah.
What could I steal at Kmart that would land me in jail, though?
Yeah.
Is there anything worth $20 in Kmart?
Nothing.
What do they sell in Kmart? What do they sell there? This is what I'll do. I'll try to steal a lawn chair. Something really obvious. Like, hey, I'm stealing. And I'll walk by the security guards with the lawn chair. And maybe I'll get arrested and thrown in jail with Paris Hilton.
Maybe so. Oh, goody, goody.
Well, you know, she needs some kind of nurturing. She's sad.
Oh,
she's lonely.
Please. Oh, she's Sandy. Okay.
She's crying.
It's a little bit. Naomi Watts. Now we're talking. Now that's a beautiful woman. She's from Australia.
I know. Beautiful. I know. I'm a little over the hill for Paris, but you know.
Oh, please.
I have a heart for her. I feel for her. What can I say?
Feel for her? What, you feel for a crackhead whore?
I probably like her because she has no brains. No, actually, because I have no brains.
You like stupid women.
I despise stupid women, but there's something about, like, just attractive women that the only thing they're concerned about is being attractive, and then they have no time to concern themselves with having a brain. There's something to that, you know.
You're mentally warped, you know.
I know. Naomi Watts is very sexy, too.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, very, very sexy.
She's a babe. She's a babe.
Eyes, hair, everything about her.
Yeah, who else is sexy? Who else?
Nicole Kidman, she's pretty.
Oh yeah, Nicole Kidman is really sexy.
Yes, yeah, she is. Let's see who else.
And her and Lenny Kravitz.
Halle Berry.
I liked Halle Berry until I saw her on Craig Kilborn, and she was talking about how she was drinking energy drinks, doing the X-Men, and that she was farting all over the place, and then her friends.
Cool.
And she told that story. And I just thought, Halle Berry should not be talking about the fact that she farts. Whatever, we all fart. But I just don't want to hear Halle Berry talking about it.
Well, I think that, on the other hand, is pretty cool because it shows that she's a down-to-earth, normal person.
Do you want her farting while she's around you?
Well.
That's like my neighbor. She's got, like, you know, this issue with passing gas, right? And I feel bad and everything. But, like, if we're, in, like, out, you know how sometimes when you're coming in the house and you talk to the neighbors or whatever and you get stopped talking to two or three neighbors? I don't know if, like, around here all the houses are pretty close, so you see your neighbors pretty often, which is annoying.
Yeah. How you doing?
Right. So the last time I was talking to her was me, her, and this other woman who gossips a lot. But, and she started passing gas, right? And right, and then she turned, put her back in front of me so that she wouldn't fart to the other lady.
So she farted on you.
She farted on she farted on me. Instead of letting the other lady hear her farting, she'd rather fart on me. I don't think that's very nice.
It's not very nice. That's hilarious.
But this is disgusting. This is a disgusting topic of conversation. We have to change it immediately. But I couldn't believe it. I was like, why is she suddenly, like, standing in front of me? It was bizarre. And then I heard, pow, 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 pow.
Shotgun going off in her ass.
Yeah, she was throwing them everywhere.
God.
Dreadful, dreadful, dreadful. You know what I really can't stand, what's a really pet peeve of mine, is when you're in a public restroom. And you're just peeing, and then you hear somebody come in the stall, and you could tell, you hear what they're doing. You know that they're pulling their pants down. Like, you can hear what's happening in the next. Yeah, and then you hear the, you know, the tinkling, they start tinkling, and then all of a sudden you hear pow, 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 pow. I was like, this is a public restroom. This is not your house. You fart when you get home.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
I don't know. What did you say? What's wrong with us up north?
See, up north, you people have got gas, and down here we're just stupid. We can't talk normal. You know, you guys call shopping carts, we call them buggies. I'm going to take this here buggy and go to the store and pick up stuff I like.
Wait, you call a shopping cart a buggy?
Yeah, a buggy.
So if I came shopping in Panama City, I would say, Shelly, can you please get me a buggy?
Pretty much, yeah.
What do you have, like Walmart down there?
Well, we got everything you guys got. But yeah, we've got Walmart, I mean, Sears, 60 Pennies, whatever.
Yeah, do you know that they pay the factory workers for Walmart in Bangladesh, they pay them like 10 cents a day?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's really sad. That whole Walmart thing is a real big mess. It's a real big mess.
It may be a big mess, but you know what? I hate to say it, they're pretty good on their prices.
Well, that's why they're good on their prices. That's the whole thing, is that they're...
Yeah, that's true, because people work, yeah.
Yeah. It's really sad, but I know I've never been. I think no, I've been in Walmart when I was in Phoenix. I went into Walmart, and it was like, it was a super Walmart, and I loved going to Walmart. But that was before I found out like all the scandal that goes on there. But they don't allow them up here, you know.
Really?
Yeah, they won't let them build here. Yeah.
Oh.
Scandal. Walmart's a big scandal. I'm not sure if it has anything to do with morals or anything, but and I think they're trying to work on improving their image, but
not working, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but Walmart is a fun place to go. I know that.
Wally World. Let's go to Wally World.
Is that what you call it?
No, hell no, I don't call it Wally World. Are you crazy?
I think we filled up this half hour gap. I think so. Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be funny, though? I mean, it's kind of...
I think it'll be fine. Thank you, Shalay. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Who's that?
Auto dog, I'll get Paula for you. Hold on.
is that your other personality?
Yeah, you know, occasionally I go schizophrenic. The other one comes out.
So we're talking with Paula in L.A., Long Beach. My question to you today, Paula.
I'm all ears, arms, legs, and whatever else you'd like.
Why is it that my topic is the same as last week's topic and I have no show? That's my question. I have no topic, Paula. Nothing.
Your short-term memory kicking in?
I don't remember anything. I have no show. It's...
Okay. You don't remember anything. I got a question for you.
Okay.
How do you know you're gay?
Right. I could forget that I'm a lesbian. Yeah, and that's a good question. What if you get amnesia? Would you forget that you're a lesbian?
Now, there's a good question. But let's throw that out in the world. If you get amnesia, do you forget you're a lesbian?
Right. I think we might encourage John Hopkins to do a study on lesbians with amnesia. Are they... Who are you, my lesbian lover? So, one thing that I just need to elaborate, and I know that you're in a little bit of a rush today, so I'm going to let you off the hook easy, but...
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Aren't I? Is it true that everyone in the world loves Shrek, like Shelley said?
Okay, no offense to Shelley. She's a doll, but... No, it's not true. I don't like Shrek.
Now, would you go to the movie theater... Let's go see Shrek.
Well, basically, the only time in my life I go to a movie like that, that's basically kid-geared,
mm-hmm.
is if I'm taking a kid.
Thank you very much.
I think there's anything wrong with wanting to see a kid movie when you're an adult. I mean, you know, okay, great, childish nature, but I wouldn't traipse in there as an adult going to see Shrek. I'd make sure I have a kid with me.
Hi, 2 tickets for Shrek, please.
Aside from the fact that I can't see making out in the balcony with your lover, Shrek.
With your lesbian lover watching
Not
Shrek.
Not one of those rotten kids running around.
Thank you very much, my darling.
You're welcome. Hopefully you can come up with something out of this.
I have no idea what this show is about. How do you like that? None. No idea. I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you very much for all of the commenting and support that you guys give me every time I put up a show, and you leave comments on the Podomatic page and everything, and I'm telling you, it's just the nicest feeling in the world to hear that you like what I'm doing here. And also, I put up these pictures in my picture den of some listeners who sent in pictures with the Lesbian Mafia written somewhere on their body, and they were doing the Lesbian Mafia sign or the Mafia Crip. I would love it if you would send me a picture of yourself so that I could include it in my picture den, because I think they're really cute. So I want to take a minute here to do a few shout-outs. And one is to Natasha, again, who made the most darling and touching video and totally shouted me out in it. She made a response to William Sled's Pride video, and it was really cute and sweet. And she's impossibly cute. And her YouTube is youtube.com/fab1 Natasha C. Thank you very much for that, sweetie. I love that. Okay. And also to Callan, who is the most adorable gay boy in Australia, who has the Podomatic badge and the player on his page, and he leaves me the best comments after the show every time. I mean, he's really a rock for me. And Margot Gomez also has the Podomatic player on her page, which I think is totally rocking. And again, her page is Margot Gomez Comedy on MySpace. And to Zio, who is a darling, and for my precious Demi in Australia. And I'd just like to say thank you very much to Rode. She managed to get me the file for the song that opens the show. to Mary in Boulder, Colorado, who helped me out with my MySpace page, which I had to change, but she was very, very helpful to me. And lastly, but definitely not least, to Chris in New York City, who was the first person to send me a picture of herself with the Lesbian Mafia written on her. And she is in my picture den, and she is delightful to look at. And she is also my sexitary, by the way. So she is the new hire. Thanks for being there, babes. Alright, so for now that's it. If I didn't mention you, please just drop me an email and I will be sure to include you in my next shout out. Okay, so thank you very much for being here, and I'm so glad that you guys stuck with me through this one. But until the next show, which will be the Gay Pride show. So toodles for now, bye bye.
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.